أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. With regard to these ayat, and in this ayat where Jews say that all must become Jews, or the Christians say all must become Christians, then you will get hidayat. Allah Ta'ala says the real religion is Millat Ibrahim, which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come for its perfection and completion. And Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, all the Anbiya, they were not amongst the Mushrikeen, na'uzu billah, in any way. And these people are pointing towards this shirk. And further to that, with regard to the true religion and the millat, which is of Islam, and millat Ibrahim, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and which has come to us today perfectly, in perfection, in the deen of Islam, in the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So with regard to this various religions that we have, as we had explained, we have Judaism, we have Christianity, we have Islam, etc. There are three aspects that we have to consider. The one are the very basic and fundamentals of religion, which we call the aqaid, the belief. These are all same in every religion. Believe in Allah Ta'ala, believe in the Akhirat. Every religion had exactly the same. There was no difference in any true religion. All of them believed the belief of Allah, as Allah is, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And then the life of Akhirat. There is no difference in there, no change, no abrogation. That is absolute and equal and same in all the religions. Then we have the broad principles of the religion, of the ibadat, etc. Those are also high and large, they are also all the same. There may be some small little differences, but by and large they are also the same in all the religions. The ibadat, the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then finally we have the subsidiaries and the branches from these broad principle, broad ibadat, which is in every religion. In there is difference between all the different religions. We find them to be different. And our Judaism had certain laws different, Christianity had certain different laws, and our deen, Islam, is based on Millat Ibrahim, and which is very close, though there may be some small differences, but very close to Millat Ibrahim. The example to understand this is quite easy, like people who follow the Hanafi Madhab. All of them believe and understand we follow Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, is the Imam of this school of thought, of the Hanafi school of thought. But his favorite and great students, Imam Muhammad, Imam Yusuf, Imam Zufar, they also differed from him in certain points. And that was on qiyas, on analogy, whether it was istihsanin, whether it was umum e balwa, whatever, but on those bases they did differ. But in their differences they haven't gone out of Hanafiyyat. They are still under the broad principles of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, though in the smaller difference, in the more finer points, they might differ with Imam Abu Hanifa, they differ with one another also. But all of that is contained in the Hanafi Madhab. Like that, all religions also are basically the same. As far as aqaid are concerned, there is no difference whatsoever. The true aqidah, there is nothing like the Trinity, for example. There is nothing like anyone is the son of Allah Ta'ala. That is completely out of the one Allah. And Allah has got no children. That every religion taught that. Then the ibadat, by and large, they are also all the same. They might have some differences. And then the finer, more details, there we will find difference between the various religions. And we are again here so fortunate that the deen of Islam, which has been called Islam, And the followers have been called Muslims, exactly as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had also said, Millata abikum Ibrahim, huwa sammakumul muslimin. You are on the millat of your forefather Ibrahim, and he named you and called you Muslims. So we are fortunate to have that great honor that we are called Muslims and that our religion is Islam. So we are the most closest to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And as mentioned, we should realize this honor and fulfill it and live according to them. Unfortunately, how many of us, we live a Christian lifestyle, the lifestyle of the Jews, which is in the form of this modernism and this worldly life. That is not at all becoming and proper for a Muslim who has been honored with the greatest of religion and the most perfect of religion. A person, for example, who owns a car of this year, 2021, and he goes and traded in for a car of 1950. An old car, a broken car, that does not make sense at all. We got the best religion, and we following the ways of the other religions which are abrogated, which have got no value, which so to say are broken. They change those religions, and even if they did not change them, they are cancelled. They are not accepted anymore. So having the best, it is for us necessary that we live this best life, whether it is in our dressing, whether it is in our lifestyle, whether it is in our various functions, whether it is in any department of our life, we should live a proper Islamic way of life. That will be the appreciation of this great honor which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.